murder mystery happening in real time here in New York City.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it has all the amateur sleuths trying to figure out, like, who done it. So, okay, here's a, I would tell you the scenario. I'll give you the three possible murderers, and then you tell me who you think it was, okay? Very wealthy 33-year-old tech millionaire found not just murdered, but dismembered in his $2 million apartment on the Lower East Side. Here's what happened.
Okay.
The killer was dressed like a ninja. He gets on the elevator with the guy. The guy has one of these apartments, $2 million apartment, where the elevator opens to his place. There's no hallway.
Right. You have to have a key.
Exactly.
Okay.
The guy opens his door. The ninja tases him and then immediately starts killing him. He has with him, the ninja has like this big bag with him, and inside he has this electric saw. And he starts murdering the guy and dismembering him. But as he's doing it, the sister shows up out of nowhere and interrupts the killer. No, not the sister ninja, the sister of the dead guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shows up at, like, completely unexpected. And as soon as the ninja murderer hears the elevator start to open, he absconds. He runs out this back staircase and escapes. So the sister found her brother dismembered all over his apartment.
But she didn't see the ninja.
No, she didn't see the ninja, but there was cameras everywhere that caught the ninja, like, running out the back door of the apartment building. So, you know, think about it. Like, the guy that was planning on killing him, he didn't have a chance to clean up. He didn't have a chance to even take the saw. He left the saw there. Like, he had to just run. So were there fingerprints? How much evidence did he leave behind? So it's going to be very interesting to see what the cops found. Okay, so here are the three whodunit scenarios. You tell me who done it.
Okay.
Okay.
A ninja.
A ninja did do it. You are correct about that.
Okay.
So one, the tech millionaire had this prank app that an employer used to listen in on his employees and got thrown in jail for illegal wiretapping. So he's suing this dead guy, and the lawsuit's not going well. So did this guy dress up like a ninja, show up, and kill his rival?
No.
Okay.
Don't believe it.
All right, fine. Number two, the tech millionaire has this other business where it's like Uber, but for scooters, and the business
is in... Scoober.
It's Scoober. That's right. It's Scoober. And it's in Colombia and Nigeria.
Okay.
So there's some speculation that his Scoober business is stepping on the toes of the mob, either in Colombia or Nigeria, and they wanted him gone because he's taken all their money.
No, that's stupid, like, because mobs don't dress up as ninjas. So what's the third one? What's the
listen. Okay. The mob sent a murder. This is a hired hitman.
You can't talk about the mob and for me not to get new music. Because the one thing that we don't have right now are ninjas. We have everything else. We got murder hornets and COVID. We don't have ninjas.
Well, now we have one ninja who murdered this guy in Lower Manhattan. So here's option number three. And you might want to come up with some new music for this one.
Hold on. Would you like to have Billie Eilish?
All right. So here's your third option. Ready?
Yep.
We had a murder / dismemberment a few months ago here in the city, and that guy is still on the loose.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose leaks.
See, the song actually works.
We have several bad guys.
The song really works with this story.
Yeah, it really does. Wow, Billie Eilish didn't realize that she wrote some good murder mystery music.
Okay, so do I know the answer, or is this going to be just like mystery stupid thing on Netflix that you're not going to tell me the answer?
No, we don't know the answer. The guy was just murdered last night. Like, the guy is not even dead.
Then why did you give me three scenarios?
Well, because that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you the New York sleuths, the amateur sleuths, these are the three scenarios that they are deciding between. I mean, the cops will probably know this answer in the next couple of days. But in the meantime, people are speculating which one of these it is.
It's Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Dressed as a ninja with the candlestick.
With the electric saw and the $2 million apartment.
No, I thought you were going to tell me the answer.
No, I don't know the answer. This is what I'm telling you. You didn't understand from the very beginning. I was telling you there's a murder mystery going on in New York that people are trying to solve. What part of that did you not understand?
But you gave me three scenarios. I had to choose one. I was going to choose the Mafia Ninja.
The Mafia Ninja, the second one, the Nigerian / or Colombian people that hired a hitman who dressed like a ninja.
Right, to kill the guy and then cut him apart. But the ninja sister stopped Billie Eilish.
Very confused. I've given you too much information here, I think.
You should find out where Billie Eilish was last night. Go to her Twitter right now and find out.
And see where she was.
If I'm right, you're going to flip out. If they find a blue hair somewhere near that body, then you're going to say, wow, he was actually right the whole time.
Wow, Billie Eilish, she's good. She's quite the ninja. She can win Grammys and escape a murder.
Right. She was hired by the mob because you would never expect her to do it.